Please take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. King Solomon, the wise one, declared unto us, verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. A lot of people have a different idea about the book of Proverbs, but I'm just going to tell you what my opinion is. If you keep looking throughout the book of Proverbs, Solomon wrote it to one of his sons. He'll say, my son, my child. He wrote to one of his sons. What better way for a young man to get it from his wisdom, not only from his father, but from God's word? Here is something that we all need to understand this evening, is that wisdom here is not talking about worldly wisdom, but godly wisdom. And the only way you're able to get that is taking knowledge of the world, knowledge of the Scriptures, and using all of it properly in the world and in your life. And King Solomon said, get wisdom. There's a whole lot of people in this world that needs wisdom, amen? And then he said, get understanding. How does someone understand something? You ever thought about that? How does someone understand something? Experience. Experience. It's more than just knowledge. It's how you use the knowledge. And so wisdom and understanding kind of go hand in hand. If you use your knowledge in the right way, you're using wisdom. And if you use it in the proper way, you have great understanding of that knowledge. And then he said, forget it not. Oh, now you're messing with us, Solomon, because my memory is not as good as it used to be. But through my years, I've learned, not only from school and different ways, that the best way to not forget something is to do it over and over and over and over and over again until it just becomes second nature. How do a lot of your technicians and your medical personnel, how are they able to do those medical procedures where we would go, I don't even know if I could open a book and do this procedure, you know? Not only have they been trained to do it, but it's just become second nature to them. And I've talked with some of you who've had surgeries through the years where some people may not have touched you with your surgery, other doctors, oh yeah, I can do that, no problem. You know, it's they hadn't forgotten it because it's something they do over and over and over again. But if you don't use it, what? You lose it. You don't use it, you lose it. And then he said, neither decline from the words of my mouth. King Solomon was telling his son here, listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. And then he said in verse 6, forsake her not, referring to wisdom and understanding. She shall preserve thee, love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. So what was he saying here? He said, don't take for granted of what you got. Use it that way you don't lose it. Referring to wisdom and understanding and knowledge. And he said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. So what does that mean? Well, King Solomon also wrote, he said, fear is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So, what he was saying here and harmonizing with other things, the Proverbs, Solomon was saying, you need to make sure that above all things, you know the Lord. And you fear and you obey Him. That's the greatest wisdom that you can have. And then he said, and with all thy getting, with everything you have, get understanding. Understand what? The Scriptures. if there's anything else you understand in this world, you need to understand God's Word. And believe it or not, with God's Word comes understanding in the right way of the world. But what do you mean by that, Brother Daniel? If you will study the Scriptures, the Bible clearly teaches that the world is round. It does. And up until a certain point in history, remember, the Western world thought that the world was flat. Remember that? And then with certain discoverers and explorers, they said, well, we've had a discovery. The world is round. All they had to do was search the Scriptures to figure that out. They really did. A lot of medical things have been discovered in the last few years. They say, we have discovered this, that if you wash your hands, it helps prevent the spread of germs. The Bible teaches that too in the Old Testament. How to handle dirty things and clean things and keep yourself clean so that it keeps down the spread of germs. The Bible doesn't call it germs, but those hygiene practices he gave in the Old Testament actually make sense when you think about it. So, with all thy getting, get understanding, and make sure that you have wisdom. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word, and we thank you, Lord, that you've given it to us. Help us, Lord, to have a desire to study it more and understand it more so that we might be wise according to your word and your will, and help others to understand your word as well. Help us in our business meeting. May we have the right spirit in which we conduct business, and also may we do things according to your word and your will. Ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. It's now time for our monthly business meeting. I'll recognize Sister Lisa with last month's minutes.